Hey guys, it's Wednesday, so I'm doing my thing. We're gonna get to talking about the Pants Pod episode, whatever. But this episode is a really amazing, awesome episode. It's just great, honestly. I was not expecting it. Like, I low-key was, but then, like, I didn't think they were ever gonna have this particular guest, so I was like, nah, that's not gonna happen, but then it did, so yeah. But I'll give you like a little backstory about like the whole thing. So yesterday, I think it was like 12-ish, 12 p.m. ish, like, well, my time, 12 p.m. Eastern, Leisha had posted on Instagram, like they always do when they have a new episodes. So she posted on Insta, and it was a video. Like, they always, well, sometimes, most of the time they post videos. So it was a video this time. So it was a video with, well, it was a video, and they were introducing like Laurel fucking Holloman, and I was like, no way. And so, like, before that, my friend was like, oh my god, like, I think my friend Steffi, who you're gonna hear in a little bit, she was like, oh my god, I think Laurel's gonna be a guest on the Pants Pod. That was like the day before we were talking about it, and I was like, why do you think that? And then she gave me some reasons, which I'll go back to because I really want to see it. Let's see. She said, because they post on Twitter that they give a guest as an early Christmas present. So that's what she said. And she was like, late. And also, Lou retweeted a post from the Pants. So she, like, context clues. And she was like, all right, so, like, I think Laurel is going to be a guest. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome and cool if she is. And I'm living for if she is, but if not, like, it's okay. And then we were like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If it's not her, it's fine. I hope it's like Rose or like Pam or whatever. We're like, whatever we get, like, it's cool. So then the Tuesday came, and then Leisha posted that, and like, she texted me. She was like, oh my god, Laurel is on Pants. I'm crying. And yeah, so, and then I was at work, and I was just like, I like, literally, I couldn't believe that Laura was really on Pants, and I was like, oh my god. And I literally wanted to scream at work, but like, it was busy, so like, I couldn't. But yeah, so that's what happened. And then I, like, after that, I posted a pic on my Insta, at Leslie's Planet. Underscore, if y'all want to follow. But so I posted a picture, and I was like, I want to scream at work, but I can't. And then Pants Pod retweeted me, so I was like, oh my god, you know. But anyway, so that's what happened, and that's a little backstory about like how I found out about Laurel being on Pants. So let's talk about Pants now. All right, so this episode, like I said, I did not expect her to be on Pants, but she was, and it was an amazing, amazing gift. This was like, they said, a Christmas gift, so that's awesome. But so Laurel's literally so cute. But in the episode, they talk, of course, about the L word. And like, filming it, and like, a lot of like, because Mia was a guest, Sarah Shahi was a guest, Aaron was a guest. Jennifer was a guest. I think that's all from the L word. Oop. I think that's all from the L word. I think now it's like Pam's turn or like Rose's turn. Rosie's turn. Sorry, that's a musical theater song in the musical Gypsy. But anyway, so we've gotten those people, and like I think other like Rose and Pam are next. But damn, I forgot what I was gonna say though. Wow, why did I forget what I was gonna say? Oh yes, so a lot of the guests that were there, because of Sarah was there, Mia, like all of them, they were there, and they said that like the L word has been the biggest and best, like not biggest but like best gig that they've ever gotten, because like the cast was just so like fun and nice, and like they had such camaraderie, and like it was just an amazing set to be in, and like the crew was just great and amazing, and like they really became friends, and like even after all these years, because they talked about when it ended 2008. Well, they wrapped 2008, and then 2009 it went off the air, so they still kept in contact, and like that's really really crazy and cool, because like imagine, like that's super cool, like imagine like being in a show for like 6 years, and then like when most shows finish, people usually lose contact with each other, so like they didn't, so, and they're like really good friends, they're all really good friends, like some of them don't see each other as often as they do, but like I know like Kate and Leisha, like obviously they're best friends, so they see each other literally every day, but like Laurel had mentioned that she went to Erin Daniels, aka Dana's party like last year, and when she saw her, she was like it was like back where they left off, and like they were just really tight, and like it did not feel like a second had gone by, so like I think those are the real like BFFs, you know. But they're all bonded because of the outward, and like they were talking about how the L word really was impactful to other people. Backstory about like, but yeah, so they said how impactful the show really was, and like honestly it was on it, like it impacted me in such a way, like when I was watching this show, like I knew, like I found out so much about myself, and like you know that like they did that, and they were talking about that, and like they were like any other show, a show hasn't been as impactful as the L word that they've been on, so like they haven't been in any other thing that's like talked about as much as the L word, and I thought that was really cute and really nice. And also they talked about, of course, Bette and Tina, because I mean you have to. They talked about Bette when they talked about Bette and Tina when Jennifer was a guest, and now they're, you know, they talked about it with Laurel, and they were like, Kate and Leisha were like, why do you think that it was such a like staple couple? And she said, Laurel said that like because of like the chemistry and like the respect, the mutual respect we had for each other, and you could see that on the screen, and I also thought that was super 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 cute, because and honestly like anything Laurel says about this show or Bette and Tina is just super cute, but yeah, and They also talked, I didn't know this, but they talked about how Laurel was in Castle. Like, I knew she was in Castle, but I didn't know that there was like this kind of weirdo producer or director that, like, he knew Laurel from the L Word. And this is like 2009 when the show was off the air, and he goes, she was on the set, and then he goes, oh, so you were in the L Word, you were in your underwear all half the time, all the time or something. Like, that's super creepy and like, ugh. But she said she had to go to her trailer and just like unwind because she didn't know what to say. Like, she said her throat was like compressing, like she just didn't know what to say because that made her, it was very uncomfortable. And I don't know, sometimes like with shows, there's like trivia and stuff, but like that's crazy. That, I mean, of course I know why they wouldn't put, like, Laurel Holloman did not like her experience with the show, but like crazy, you know? Like, Castle was a big ass show, and like she was only in I think one episode. I haven't watched it, but Steffi has, and she says she like it was good. But like now, if I do watch it, now I know, now I'm gonna know that like Laura was not happy with it, and like she didn't like the director, and she just didn't want to be on the show, which is like, wow. Like, she talked about other shows, but then she was like ugh, Castle, and I was like, oh, I didn't know, it was such a bad experience. But and that sucks. But yeah, so they talked about that. They also talked about her painting and how she like got into it, like started doing it. Was it 10 years ago? She said that she had a separation from her husband, and she moved to New York after the show was done. This is the same 2009, yeah. And she did she say she was in a play? She was in a play, I think 2009, yeah. And wait, was it a play? I don't know. I heard something about a play in 2009, so I think in that era, she was doing a play in New York, and her two kids were with her. But she says she was going through like a messy, not a messy divorce, but like a little, I guess, messy separation, whatever. And she felt lonely. And honestly, this, she really like, what's it called? Gave herself to the audience. Like, damn. Like, she was talking about her separation and like, that's crazy. But anyway, so like, she was doing a play, and then I guess some person or some cast member was there, and the person was doing art, and like, she's always really liked art, and she was like, you know what, why don't I try this? And so she started painting, and then she like entered like a little competition kind of thing. And I think she won, and like they gave her like a studio, and then she started painting, and then like she went, she's obviously like a really big painter because she has her own exhibitions, and she's done galleries in like she was supposed to do an opening in London in July that just passed, but like Corona ruined everything. But like, yeah, so I thought that was really interesting, because I talked about like her getting into painting, and there, and Kate and Lisa were like why painting, you know? Like, you were like, I'm an actress, but like, why, you know, why go something, do something totally new? And she was like, you know, because like I always liked painting, and like she didn't really, she was like losing the acting bug, and she was like, like, what's there to do, you know? And then that's when she found painting, and yeah. But now I'm gonna bring out my friend Steffi. Hold up. I'm just call her real quick. Hello.
Hey. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, what's up? Oh my god, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So you guys, this is Steffi. This is my guest for today. She's a really big Laura Holloman fan. So I was just like, I just thought, you know, she would like this episode, which she did, and she would like to talk about it. So let's talk about it, Steffi.
Oh yeah. Right, I'm so excited.
I know you. I mentioned that you were like, we texted like on Monday, and you were like, "Oh my god, I think Laura's gonna be on Pants," and I was like, "What? Why?" And then you like showed me whatever the tweet, and I was like, "Oh, okay." And then I also mentioned that that like when we found out about it, you were like, "Oh my god, Lou!" Like you were just so excited. So yeah, you guys, she's a really big fan. So oh, yeah.
I was excited.
Can I talk about why you're a big fan? Like,
I'm a big fan of her because I love how she is. She is so human, so cute, so nice, so beautiful to her fans. She interacted with them on Twitter, and she shared so much. With us on Instagram or Twitter from her life, and I think she is a really good actress and also a very good painter.
Okay, so is your favorite, I already know this, but is your favorite Tina?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Okay.
So talk about why she's your favorite.
Also Tina now.
Yes.
Okay. I like Tina because she is beautiful. She is loving, caring, good to her friends, helped how she can. She is a good mother for Angie and actually a good wife for Betch.
Love it. So that's actually one of the reasons that they said that they love Tina too, because she's like a really good, like dependable person, and she's just like sweet and nice, and you know, she's
human. That's true.
So yeah, but can I ask you what your favorite part of the podcast was with Lo?
That's a good question because actually I loved all things what she told, but maybe it was where she said that with Carrie, where is Carrie, that they find out where is Carrie, and then Kate and Leash said to her, see you at work, and she said yeah. And yeah, so she comes back to the L word, and this makes me so happy. Yeah,
that was a funny segment. They're like, see you back at work or not, wink wink or not. That was funny.
Yeah.
But
and the
honestly, L
where she made the outro, that was very cute. Also, I love this too.
When she made what?
The outro at the end where she made.
Wow, I don't know if I have my recording. Okay, so let's just do it again. Okay, so hey guys, hey listeners, this is my friend Steffi, which I said in my other recording that she would be the guest for today. So here's my guest, Steffi, who is a really big Laura Holloman fan. And we did a first recording of this, and she listed the reasons why she loves Laurel and why she loves Tina. I'm not going to make her do that again, but
But yeah, so just know you guys that she's a really big Laura Holman fan. So I'm gonna ask you another
Yes.
question. How did you feel? How did you feel when you found out that Laura Holman was gonna be on Twitter? I mean, on the fan spot.
At first, I can't believe it, not really. But then, oh, my heart melts, and at the same time, it's exploded, and I want crying, I want screaming, I want everything. I was so happy and so excited. That was the best
Yeah, I bet. I mean, she's honestly amazing, and I honestly didn't think she was gonna be on the show on the planned spot.
guess. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but like, I just thought she was like just too busy to be on the show, like, 'cause with her art and whatever. But then, like, she's on it, and I was like, oh my God, like, this is so awesome, and I liked that they have like a lot of people from the L Word, so that's great. She's like, she completed it. Now we have to have like Pam and like Rose. But what was your favorite part of the podcast? Excluding what you said on the first recording, which was
Yeah.
the part where they said that Laura would be back for season two of L Word Generation Q, which they are
Yes.
filming, I think, now. But apart from that, what was your favorite part?
Yeah, that was my favorite part. And at the end, where she made the outro, also where she said that they can contact to Twitter, Instagram, or send an email, and that was so cute that she made it. And yeah,
Yeah,
but actually, I loved
that was
all
all
about
of it.
from here what she said. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's the only person, well, guest that has gotten to do the outro because it's always been Rachel, right?
Yes, actually, it's make Rachel. By everyone.
And like Kate and Lisa one time, yeah. Like, I remember Kate and Lisa said it one time, but like it's always been Rachel, so I thought that was pretty cool that they got Laura to do the outro.
Yes.
But so after that, what else is your like favorite?
Good question, because it's not easy, because really I loved all from here what you said. But
Me
maybe
too.
this from Tibet, where Kate and Lisa asked her why Jennifer and she had this good chemistry between each other for Tibet. That's what she said. That was
Yeah.
too great too.
And she had to ask that question, you know. She asked Jennifer that question, so
Yes.
yeah, and like it's like Bette was in it and now Tina, so like she has to see, you know.
Yeah.
But when what wait, go ahead.
Maybe a part what I love too, where she talked about Rachel, where she said, "Hey, Rachel," and I mean, you know me, I'm a big Clementina fan
Yeah.
too.
Yeah. That was a cute friendship
Yeah,
moment.
because nobody from the others make this two over. Also Laurel was the only where said, "Hey, wait," and yeah, that was
I liked it was nice. It was nice. I liked it.
yes, that was really. And where she talked from the scene with her, where she said that she was pregnant, and Rachel must have seduced in the scene, and yeah, that was cute too.
Yeah, it was. She was like, I was pregnant, I don't know what to do.
Yes.
She was like, she told the director, she was like, do you want me to be like actually pregnant? Like, I'm pregnant, you know? Like, ow. I thought it was really cute that like Laurel was like, hey Rach, and like it's just like the definition of their friendship is, you know,
Yes.
I thought that was super, super, super cute. Now I also thought, well, I didn't know much about her life as a painter, so like I liked to learn more about that. Like I knew she was a painter, but like I didn't really research how she got into it and stuff. So like I like that she said like her story about how she went from acting to painting.
Yeah, that was great too, right?
What about you?
But I must say, a thing what makes me a little bit mad, where she talked from Castle and the guy yeah, how she can play in the L word for 6 years, and there actually he didn't like her. That makes me really sad and angry, and I found all
Hey, me too. So continue with what you were saying because it had saved, so that's good. But continue.
yeah, because of the guy from the castle, who said that he can't believe that she played for 6 years at the L word, and that makes me really sad, mad, and angry. And I thought I want to hook her, really.
And what he said, he was like, oh, like you got to be in your underwear all day. Like that was very rude. And I didn't know that she had experienced that. Like that's crazy. Like she said when they started talking about Castle, like she was like, ugh, like you could tell she like hated it. And like honestly, it sucks, you know, that makes me mad too. Because
That's
like all of her experiences have been like good and like we know that the L Word has been like the show that everybody like says that it's I don't know how to say it, but like it's just impacted them in a way, and like the cast members are super close and like they're still close to this day, so the fact that she had a bad experience like it makes me mad, you know.
Yeah, me too. Also, I was really so mad. But oh my God, how can he say this? He was so good.
Yeah. And she seemed to like really not like dislike the experience when they started talking about it. Like I know you watch Castle, right? So like
But I think she wasn't so bad in it. She was really good.
right?
Also,
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but like now if I do watch it, I'm gonna know that like oh like she hated that experience, you know, and it's like damn. Another thing I liked was when they were talking about how impactful the show was, because like literally it's impacted so many people, myself included, and you too. So like I really like that they actually like talked about that, and they also talked about like meeting everyone. Like I know that they did that in like the episode with Erin and the episode with I think Mia too, but they talked about like doing the first pilot and like Tina, well Laurel auditioned to be, what did I say, Alice, right?
Yeah,
Did I say something like that?
I mean too, yeah. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Like they were saying how like the different like Kate auditioned, well no, Erin auditioned to be Bette, and like it's so funny that she like got Dana because like it suits her better, but like they were just talking about like the different characters that they auditioned for at the beginning, but then they ended up getting other roles.
Yeah, that's
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like I like hearing about like what could have happened versus what actually did happen. And I was just like talking about like how if Erin was cast as Bette and like other people were cast as different characters, it would have been a completely different show.
Oh yeah,
Like
that's
it's like the
true.
right.
I mean, she's a better Dana, absolutely. Also, it's like that wall was only waiting for her, I think.
Yeah,
But
she's
that's
like
for all,
makeup
I
artist.
think. Jennifer, it's the perfect bed. Laurel, the perfect Tina. Alice, Lisa was the perfect Alice, and Kate, the perfect Shane.
Yeah.
And Mia, the perfect Sunny. Also, yeah.
I know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's honestly like that goes to show how like I said, how impactful the show was, like their characters as well as just like this whole storyline in general, like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knows Brett and Tina. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm
Okay. No, you're good. You're good.
sorry.
No, but like everybody knows Brett and Tina, which they had said, and like everyone was like so invested in their like love life, like storyline, which is why they were like, why aren't they together in Gen Q? Spoiler alert: if you guys haven't watched Generation Q, Tina and Bette aren't together, but it's okay because she returns.
Yes,
So yeah,
she comes
but
back.
yeah, she comes back, but a certain someone, but we don't know who that is yet, like who the actor is yet. But yeah,
Yeah.
I liked how they said that we're going to know who she is now, but I'm so ready to know like who's playing her.
Yeah, I me
I'm
too.
like, oh my God.
I'm really curious
I like, yeah.
for
I like they were like, Kate and Lisa were like, who the fuck is Carrie? Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. I was like, my same words, man. Like, oh, like, and I love how they were like, why does Carrie take Tina away from Bette? Like, what's so special about Carrie? I don't know,
Yeah.
man. I hope I answer it. Like,
But
oh.
can you remember in an episode of the L-Word, I guess it was season 3, they talked about the Carrie
Did they?
when Beth thrived to New York, where she meets this lady. I forgot the name of her, but she was played by Dana Delany. Maybe perhaps when
Oh my God. They mentioned, oh.
yeah, and before
Wait, is this when Tina was like, when Bette was like, Carrie's gonna kiss my ass, and then Tina was like, she should be lucky or something like that, right? Is that it?
that's right. Because when I
Oh
saw this and I thought,
my
okay, this is 100%, it's this the carry.
God. No way. If they do that, that's gonna be crazy. Whoa. Wow. I honestly don't think they're gonna do that, but like they could, but like I don't know, cause Eileen is not the writer anymore. It's Marja Lewis Ryan, so like I don't think she watched the episodes again to be like, okay, this set was said in whatever. Cause like it's for example, in one episode, Shane's in an episode from like the OG L Word. Shane's like, oh, I want kids. And then in this Generation Q, she's like, I don't want kids.
Yeah,
Like,
that was
I
crazy.
think, yeah, they should like watch the other episodes and like maybe connect it, but
Yeah,
I don't know.
or like the same with Alice, because I thought all the time that she don't like kids, so not really. And then
Yeah.
she have a relationship with kids, and I thought, okay.
Yeah. Now, I also love that they were talking about, wow, I had it in my head, now I forgot. They were like, damn, you know when you like you know what you're gonna say, but then you lose it right at the last second? That's Horrible, bro. I forgot what I was gonna say, bro. Come back. I liked when they said, wow, I forgot.
No problem.
That's great. I know I'm gonna remember after the podcast, and I'll be like, damn it. I got it, girl. I got it,
Yeah.
Sophie. I like when they said that during the first when like when Laurel came back, which was 2018, to do Generation Q, to film it, to actually film it, because like movies and shows film like a year before the show actually airs. So she went on 2018 to film the Generation Q, and it was released 2019. But she went in and she was like super nervous, and like she was like, oh my God, I haven't done like acting in like 9 years, like a table read in 9 years, because she like quit acting to be a painter. So she was like, oh my God, like I'm nervous, whatever. And then when she went into the table read, she said that like when Tina's scene came, Alicia was crying and Jennifer was crying, and I thought that was so cute. Like I was like, oh, like everyone was crying because they like missed her, and like they missed the character and like Bette and Tina together, you
Yeah,
know.
that's
I thought that was a really nice story.
yeah, absolutely, because it shows how close they are with together, and yeah, I like it.
Yeah. It's so amazing, honestly. Like I love that they're all still friends, even though like they wrapped 2008. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. But I saw a lot interviews from Jennifer, Leisha, and Kate, and they talk, and they said all that it was like a family, like coming home together.
Of course, yeah.
And I
Like
think that you can see this on the screen when you watch
you
the
really
show
can.
and how they are together, that is really like a family, and so I like it.
Yeah. It was funny, you guys, when they said when Tina, well, why am I calling her by her character, bruh? When Lisa, she was like, I did not have scenes with Laurel. Like, why didn't I have scenes with Laurel? Like, and then she like was started talking about like the scene that Leisha comes in, well, Alice comes in to Beth's house, and she's like, I think she's like angry at her for something, and she starts yelling at her, and she's like, whatever. Then she leaves, and then literally like a second after, Tina's there, and like they were like, why didn't we see each other? Like, bro, like why didn't our characters be like, oh, hey, girl, what's up? You know, like, and I thought that was really funny because like it's so true. Like, wouldn't they have like seen each other? Like, she's like Tina should have seen Alice in the car, in her car, and be like, oh my God, hey, like I haven't seen you for 10 years. Like, what's up? You know, like so weird. But I thought it was really funny.
That's true. I thought, what? Oh my God, how it is possible? That was really funny.
And I liked, this is like the last thing that I'm gonna say for this podcast is I liked that they all want everyone to come back for like one episode. I thought that was like super super cute from all of them. Like they want everybody back to just do like one episode, because they said like they really are family, and like whenever they did group scenes and the OGL word, like it would be chaos, and because like they would all be like laughing and like not really doing their work because of like laughing and whatever. And I just thought that was like super super cute. But yeah, I really really want them.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I really want everybody to come back, because that would be an amazing amazing episode. But yeah, we talked about the L-word pants. crossover episode with Laura Holloman. So, did you like the episode?
What for question? I love it. It's I'm
Great.
honestly, it's my favorite episode.
It is? Okay, so rate it on 1 to 10.
What?
Rate on a scale 1 to 10.
So I don't I can't understand too
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was the
much.
episode?
Wait, 10. Also when
10.
10 is good,
A.
then it's 10, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. So y'all heard Steffi. She ranked it a 10 out of 10. So y'all should listen to it too. It's awesome. If you guys liked, obviously you guys like the L word because you guys wouldn't be listening to the Pants Pod, but just listen to it and listen to this too. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much, Steffi, for being my guest. I haven't had you in a while, like as a guest. So I was like, let me call Steffi up. So thank you for actually like picking up the phone and be and wanting to come
Thank you
on
for
to
asking
this
me.
episode. Thank you. Of course,
Was so
girl, of
nice.
course. I knew that this had to be your episode because I know you're a really, really big fan of Laurel.
Yeah,
So,
that's
you know.
cute from you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. But okay, thank you so much. I'm gonna let you go now. Bye, everyone. On Wednesdays, we listen to Pants Pod. Bye, bye,
Bye.
Steffi. Thank you.
Bye bye.
So, hey, my lovely listeners, there's an update on who's playing Carrie. I just saw it right now, and it's Rosie O'Donnell. So, we'll see how that goes. I'm not sure why Tina would leave Bette for Rosie, but it's fine. Let's see how that goes. And yeah, so, bye.